And the Gospel reading is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, beginning at verse 30.
Praise and glory to God.
The apostles gathered around Jesus. They were just back from their first mission journey and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, Jesus said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns they came and got to this place ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So Jesus began teaching them many things.
At verse 53, so when they had crossed over again afterwards, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout the whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages, towns, and or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed. So may the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, last year, I'm not sure whether you remember, but last year we were away for a few weeks, and when we stayed in the USA on our way to see my parents-in-law, we had to visit a few relatives while we were in the States. Knowing me, you wouldn't be surprised to learn that we normally went by public transport to get to the people we were visiting who lived all over New Jersey. One day we were visiting my wife's cousin in Hackensack. It required a long bus ride through the sprawling New Jersey suburbs to get to Newark Penn Station. And from there, we could catch any northbound train to get off at Secaucus Junction, a large interchange station with several levels where people can change trains between most New Jersey transit lines. We arrived there mid-morning, so the large station was nearly empty. Clearly, during peak times, it would have been quite busy, but not in mid-morning. So we found our way to the right platform and caught our train to the city of Hackensack. In the late afternoon, we returned again. While we were on the train, we did notice a few young people in trendy clothes there, especially a few girls with very short dresses, possibly as if they were going out that night. When we arrived at Secaucus Junction to change trains, we walked out into a large crowd of mostly young women. They were all going the other way, coming towards us. So I clung to the two older of my three children and my wife to the little one, and we proceeded to fight the stream. I mentally said goodbye to our connecting train, but knew that there would be another one a little bit later. We had to go through some gates, and my wife and I got separated, but we managed to meet up again on the other side of the gate somehow. Looking at the overhead display, I was able to work out what platform the next train would be leaving from in about 15 minutes or so. So I led my family down there through the crowds, and we made our way down the escalators to an eerily empty platform after all the crowds. But we could still look across the station to the other platforms, and we saw the trains arriving, all packed with people who nearly all got off the train at Secaucus Junction. Well, I wondered what was happening at Secaucus. After I got home, back to my sister-in-law where we were staying, I did some research on the internet, and I realized that there was a major stadium near Secaucus. For special events, they run shuttle trains between Secaucus Junction and the stadium. Well, it really must have been a major event for the station to be that packed. So I did had a bit more of a look on the internet what might be on in New Jersey at that time, and I didn't have to search for long. Taylor Swift gave two concerts there in New Jersey. at the stadium. And one was that night we had made our way through Secaucus Junction. Now, I'm not sure whether all of you know who your modern artists, but if you even just read the news, Taylor Swift is probably the most popular singer-songwriter alive today. Her concerts have repeatedly broken attendance records all across the world. Earlier this year, she was also on tour in Australia, and thousands of Kiwis flocked to Melbourne and Sydney to go to one of Taylor Swift's concerts. Air New Zealand put on additional trans-Tasman flights. Newspapers discussed the tour. Many people declared themselves to be Swifties, that's ardent followers of Taylor Swift. The leaders of several countries, such as Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Chilean President Gabriel Boric, requested that Taylor Swift also bring the tour to their country. Many commentators said that this was bigger than any enthusiasm for the Beatles. Well, I did not go to any of the concerts, but at least I can say that I was in the concert crowd there at Secaucus Junction. Well, I have to admit, as an older man, I don't get why people are so fond of Taylor Swift. I don't find the music that appealing, and I don't think her that amazing either. But my daughter is a bit more of a fan. Mainly, I think, because everyone around her thinks that Taylor Swift is great. Still, I've read a few articles that explore the appeal of Taylor Swift. It seems that many of the songs speak very deeply to some people. The songs connect with their experiences. These songs have helped them in different situations, enabled them to cope with disappointment and expressed their joys. In addition, of course, we being humans, many have been swept up by the enthusiasm for this one artist, and so it's grabbed the people around the world. Well, it seems that Jesus was for a short time something of a star there in Galilee, and people flocked to him from far and near. He was a phenomenon, so to say. In him, the people found something that spoke deeply to them, that just grabbed them. Here was somebody who could heal them and lead them, who gave their life purpose. And some, at least, had an inkling that he might be the one that the Jews had been expecting for centuries. Sometimes we forget that Jesus attracted the crowds. Now, some of us might even be a little bit uncomfortable with Jesus being that popular. After all, we don't get caught up in the hysteria of the masses, so to say, because we know it's fleeting and hollow and so on. Well, of course, Jesus knew only too well that the crowds would fall away and many people would oppose him and his followers. But there in Galilee, the crowds recognized something in him, were fed by him and healed by him. There, the kingdom of God was breaking in. And that also meant that there in Galilee, Jesus had a popular appeal. After all, Jesus is there for the whole world. At times, that means that the masses follow. At times, maybe not so much. Throughout history, at times, crowds saw something in Jesus. At other times, only a few faithful still stuck to him. It was like that in the ministry of Jesus on earth, and then in the centuries since. Some of you may perhaps remember the Jesus movement that in the late 1960s and early 1970s brought revival and drew the crowds. Revivals like that have happened throughout the centuries. The Methodist Church, for example, is the result of an 18th century revival. In the 19th century, revival spread through much of the world as people turned to God again. And in a sense, even the mission to New Zealand is part of that revival as well. But we can go even further back in history and see that often after a time of disorientation, many people, after searching for something, could see their search fulfilled in Jesus. To an extent, we can even see that in the Old Testament, where the people of Israel turned to God after difficulties, only to slowly fall away again in times of plenty. Well, there in the Galilee, the people, of course, were good Jews, and as that, they knew about God. But nevertheless, we are told they were like sheep without shepherd, disorientated and searching. Jesus saw them and had compassion on them. And so how did he help them? How did he guide them there? We are told he did that by teaching them many things, by giving them the word of God that is the guide for their lives. After all, we are told in Psalm 119 that God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path. It teaches us to live our life, to have purpose in our lives. The word of God teaches us about our hope and destiny and to see the world with God's eyes. But even more, the word of God can bring us into relationship with God and draw us closer to God. For Jesus is the full word of God, not just the revelation of knowledge, but rather Jesus is a person. And through that, the fullness of God is revealed. In Jesus, we can have a closer relationship with God and draw closer to God and trust God. Now, in our reading from the prophet Zechariah, the lack of care of human leaders who failed so miserably in providing guidance to the people, that is contrasted with God's care. God will be with the people, lead them through the sea of trouble, free them from the slavery of sin, and will strengthen them. And of course, that even though that's first mentioned in the Old Testament, it is through Jesus Christ that has become reality. For God's care for humanity has been made real in Jesus Christ, who is with us always. Now, too often, human leaders and influencers lead the many along paths that are clearly not good, that only lead to disappointment. We ourselves are in constant danger of straying from Jesus. That's why we have to turn our eyes upon Jesus, to acknowledge him as our Lord every day. We also know that there are many people who are searching. Our world is full of disorientated and hurting people. As the ones who have been touched by Jesus Christ, who have heard the word of God, we in turn are called to bring Jesus to all. The word of God is not just meant for the few. It is for the masses, for the crowd. Yes, not many might listen, not many may trust Jesus, but our ministry can never only be to the few. Jesus had compassion when he saw the crowd, cared for those who are looking for something. As followers of Jesus, we also need to address the need of the people. We are called to go out and be open to people everywhere. Now, it's unlikely that crowds will come to this church, but someday they may. Stadiums at the moment may not be filled whenever Jesus is proclaimed, but in many small and significant ways, God is continuing to reach people with forgiveness and love and giving them purpose and direction when they have gone astray. And God is also with us. Amen.